Have you noticed how quickly everybody forgot about the 1,000 plus missing children in Hawaii after the fires in Lahaina, right? You don't hear any news. Where are those children? Have they been found? Nope. It's just memory hold. And what about Ukraine? The entire Western media was all about, you know, let's save Ukraine, and we have to constantly cover Ukraine, and we have to constantly, you know, paint Zelensky as the hero. Where is Ukraine now? Forgotten by the West. Completely forgotten. It's so desperate that Zelensky's running around trying to figure out how to make himself relevant. What does he have to do? Like, dress up like Hamas in order to be covered in the media now? I mean, it's bad. Zelensky's really desperate. But of course, the situation in Ukraine has been lost by the West, and they don't want anybody to focus on that. They just want to move on to the next crisis, the next engineered crisis, I might add, which is, of course, October 7th, the Hamas attack on Israel that was allowed to take place. Israel, the IDF forces were ordered to stand down. The whole plan has come out now from the Ministry of Intelligence of Israel. The plan leaked to the press. It was a plan to allow the attack and then to have Israel bomb Gaza and to displace 2.3 million people, kick them all out of Gaza, if not kill them, push them to the Sinai Peninsula in Egypt, and then seize Gaza for greater Israel. It's all written in black and white. And Netanyahu is following the plan to the letter. And so they needed the horrors of the Hamas attack in order to make you forget about Ukraine, which I predicted. I knew this was coming. I said it months ago. There's going to be a day where the U.S., having destroyed much of Ukraine as a, you know, a proxy nation to try to hurt Russia, the U.S. just moves on, leaving Ukraine with hundreds of thousands of dead young men. And that's exactly what has happened. And the U.S., by the way, will run the same play on Israel, even if 300,000 Israelis die in a war with, you know, Turkey and Syria and Iran. The U.S. doesn't care. They will just rapid fire new emergencies, one crisis after another, to keep distracting you from any accountability of past actions. Again, no one's asking questions about Lahaina anymore. Directed energy weapons, missing children, land grab. And as soon as the U.S. is done destroying Israel, or let's say causing Israel to be destroyed by its surrounding enemies, the U.S. will just set up a false flag involving Taiwan. And then it'll all be about China. That, oh, now we're in a war with China. We can't talk about Israel anymore. That's old news. And just like Ukraine, that's old news. Now it's all got to be about China and Taiwan. And the U.S. will run that same play, and they'll get, you know, 500,000 young Taiwanese killed. And then they'll find another crisis, maybe a domestic crisis at that point. But it's just one crisis after another. Rapid fire psychological trauma on the people of the world. You know, COVID was one of them. And then Ukraine, now Israel, then Taiwan, and then maybe another pandemic. It just never ends. Because this is the method of warfare that's being waged against humanity. And I wrote a really important story on Natural News just recently that documents this whole thing, that reveals that every crisis that's engineered is actually a cover story to cover up a much greater crime or a power grab by the globalists. Every crisis is engineered. It's all on purpose because there's actually a bigger crime being carried out. For example, this current war in the Middle East. What a great cover story to cover up the vaccine deaths that are already happening among young Israelis, because Israeli citizens are the most vaccinated in the world. And the vaccine jab bioweapons were, of course, pushed by Netanyahu and the Israeli health officials, and also the CDC and top FDA and CDC officials in the United States, many of whom have dual citizenship with Israel, by the way. Many of them are Zionists. Many of them are committing medical genocide against Israeli citizens and American citizens, both side by side. That story, you're never going to hear that story in the mainstream media. And you're never going to see an accurate accounting of the vaccine deaths. Why? Because so many more people are going to die in this world war that's being set off. There'll be such a death signal from the world war that it will obliterate any statistical signal of deaths from the vaccine. And so no one will be able to know, gosh, yeah, all these people died through these years, 2024 and 2025. Look at all these deaths, millions of deaths. No one will be able to point out, well, some of those might have been vaccine deaths. You'll be told, no, that's all the war. That's the war deaths. That's the Middle East war. And it's, you know, Iran's fault or Russia's fault or China's fault. That's what you're going to be told. Everything is a psyop. Every war is a racket. And almost every mainstream media story about the war is a lie. And the psychological trauma that has to be repeatedly inflicted upon the population to keep them in a state of rage and irrationality is it's so easy for the globalists to carry out. They just fabricate a new story each day. Oh, today it's, you know, Hamas beheaded 40 infants. And everybody that's pro-Israel all over social media will say, look, they cut the heads off 40 babies. Oh my God, how evil is that? We must destroy them all. The story is entirely fabricated. Not a shred of truth to it. There aren't 40 beheaded babies. Oh, the latest one is that Hamas cooked a Jewish baby in an oven. Completely fabricated, already been debunked by Israeli journalists, by the way. Already been debunked. Complete nonsense. Hamas didn't bake a baby in an oven. But that's what's used to psychologically traumatize people. And that's what, you know, Israeli genocide advocates tell each other in order to justify their genocide. Look, they bake babies in an oven. We have to kill them all. We have to kill their babies. We have to bomb their babies and bury their babies under rubble because they baked a baby in an oven. Like, that's their logic, if you can call it that. It's just irrational rage, but that's what it's designed to do. You know, another fiction was that German young woman who was at the rave party. You probably heard the completely fake claim that they cut off her head. No, they didn't cut off her head. Even the images of her body in the back of that pickup truck, her head is still attached. They didn't cut off her head. The story came from a mainstream media article that said there was a fragment of her skull that was analyzed for DNA in order to confirm that it was her. And then from a fragment of her skull, a bunch of, you know, Zionist propagandists said, well, if they took a fragment from the skull, then the head must have been chopped off. It doesn't even follow. But that was their twisted logic, and then everybody just repeated it. No truth to it whatsoever. And there will be more stories. You could probably make them up yourself. Hamas forced babies to sit in front of typewriters and type texts without voice recognition, you know. Oh my God, the horror. Or, oh, you know, Hamas is so evil, they kidnapped, you know, 200 plus civilians. Well, and then nobody mentions that Israel has 5,000 to 10,000 Palestinians in jail right now across Israel, most of whom are kidnapped civilians, Palestinians, who are just being kept as, you know, prisoners. And that Hamas actually wants to do a prisoner swap. I mean, who knows what fictions you're going to hear next. Oh, Hamas, they grind up babies' feet. And then they take the baby's feet and they dry it in dehydrators to make powdered baby feet, and they put it in pepper shakers and sprinkle it on their food. Oh my God, they eat baby's feet. Which, by the way, is probably an accurate description of so-called spirit cooking, which is carried out by members of the Biden administration. I mean, they openly talk about how they use, you know, human blood and semen and who knows what else. Probably snot. It's like, hey, you want some snot and sour soup? How about that? But you're just hearing total fictions, and you really have to be a complete fool to fall for this stuff. But you see it all over the place. People just falling for it. Oh my God, they bake babies in an oven. And what you come to realize in all of this, by the way, is that the U.S. government and the Israeli government, they don't care one bit about human beings, not even their own people. All they care about is power. Well, and destruction. They are both on board with global depopulation agendas. They want depopulation. That's why they push the bioweapon vaccine on their own people. They want their own people to die. And if you think about what Netanyahu is doing right now, refusing to seek peace, refusing to have humanitarian aid, refusing to agree to a ceasefire, what are these things going to actually accomplish? They're going to result in a much larger war against Israel, a war that will kill Israelis. So Netanyahu is leading Israel down a path that will actually significantly harm Israel and may end up in Israel being destroyed. If you wanted to save Israel, you would seek peace. If you wanted the Israeli people to prosper, you would try to coexist with your neighbors, especially being that most of your neighbors are Arabs who want to destroy you. So, you know, you would try not to start a war with all of them, especially since they also outnumber you by huge margins in terms of soldiers and tanks and aircraft and artillery and everything else you can imagine. Israel is outgunned, it is outmanned, it is outmaneuvered. Israel cannot survive unless its neighbors allow it to survive. That's a simple truth. And what Netanyahu is doing is actually increasing the resolve of Israel's neighbors to destroy Israel, which will be probably eventually kind of ethnic cleansing targeting Israel. And then what will Israel say? Oh, you can't ethnic cleanse us. You know, we're Israelis. We can ethnic cleanse other people, i.e. Gazans, Palestinians, anybody we want. But you can't ethnic cleanse us. That would be, you know, evil. That would be wrong. When we do it, it's good. When you do it to us, it's bad. Well, that's not going to fly because the world has seen what Israel is capable of in Gaza. Do you think the world is going to come to the aid of Israel if it is being, quote, ethnically cleansed by surrounding Arab nations? I mean, yeah, maybe the U.S. will come to Israel's aid because obviously every member of Congress is first sworn to defend Israel while completely sacrificing the United States of America. But beyond the U.S., I don't know, Germany, the U.K., France. I mean, it's going to be more and more difficult for these countries to support Israel as Israel continues its endless bombing of civilian targets. You're going to see more protests, anti-Israel protests, by the way. You're going to see more pressure on politicians. You're going to see the West forced to back away from Israel's current path, which is a path of genocide. It is a path of ethnic cleansing. When you just begin bombing and wiping out civilian targets, hospitals, mosques, churches, and residential buildings, and burying children under rubble, you know, at some point, the world is going to reject that. I mean, most of the world already rejects it. But even the Western world will increasingly reject it, especially as more images come out. I mean, you can't cover it up forever, although they will try. So Israel is currently potentially in its last chapter of existence, thanks to Netanyahu. A leader whom most of the Israeli people do not support. He is an unpopular prime minister. And he's been indicted for multiple crimes, by the way. And he's tried to rig the court system to make sure that he is politically protected. That's what a lot of the protests have been about over the past, 6 months or so. But if the Israeli people rise up and remove him from power and arrest him, prosecute him, and make him the scapegoat, then they might be able to save Israel's reputation with the rest of the world by issuing a formal apology to the world to say, look, Netanyahu did it. He's a war criminal. He's a psychotic lunatic. He thought God was ordering him to carry out a slaughter of civilians, and this does not represent the official position of the nation of Israel. Like, that kind of statement could be issued, and Israel could recover from this. But if they stay on the current path, no. Israel, its reputation is being destroyed by the day. But anyway, not that the U.S. cares, because the U.S. is more than happy to sacrifice Israel and the Israeli people in order to, of course, run this never-ending series of crises events that distract everybody from the much bigger crimes that the U.S. is carrying out, including the vaccine bioweapons crimes, which have killed at least 20 million people around the world. And also, on top of that, the financial crimes. The mass looting of value of the currency from the American people through money printing operations, which is a kind of criminal counterfeiting. And there's going to be a giant debt collapse, and they need a scapegoat for the debt collapse. So they need war with Russia, which means they need war with Iran, which means they needed to start this war in the Middle East and then somehow get Iran involved in it. And that's the phase that you're watching right now. So behind every crisis, there's a much bigger crime being carried out by the globalists, the same globalists that actually have as their goal the complete elimination of humanity. Total global genocide, not just against one ethnic group, not just against Gazans, but humans. That's the big picture that most people are missing. Even those cheering for Israel, you forget. You're cheering for a country led by a globalist, a WEF member, who literally wants to see the human race wiped out, starting with Gaza, but not stopping with Gaza. So if you're cheering for Netanyahu, you're cheering for your own death. You're cheering for genocide against the human race. And I mean, that's why billions will not survive this, because they're fools. They don't see what's really happening. They're easily tricked by the globalists into supporting things that are, you know, genocidal, insane agendas that have all been pre-planned and are all being rolled out right on schedule. So keep that in mind. And if you want to know the truth, hear my interviews and podcasts at Brighteon.com or check out my articles at naturalnews.com. Also check out Brighteon.tv for broadcasts from 50 plus hosts who have their own shows, including people like Jeffrey Prather and Ann Vandersteel and many others. That's Brighteon.tv every day. And thank you for listening. Thank you for supporting us here at Brighteon.com. And one way you can also help support us is by shopping at HealthRangerStore.com. And we've got some really exciting new products to share with you here today. I've got samples on my desk, and there's three things to mention here. The one on the left, it's called Hydrate Elementals. It's a combination of coconut water powder, certified organic, and Aquamen, which is a mineral supplement that has some very special, unique properties. This is about mineral replenishment and hydration. You can learn more about it at our website, healthrangerstore.com. It's very popular, especially with people who do any kind of fitness or workouts. We've also got here on the right side a new trail mix product. This has coconut chips and nuts and almonds and walnuts plus raisins. It's a very delicious trail mix, and it's not just a bunch of junk and a bunch of crumbs and byproducts of nut processing. I mean, this is a high-end trail mix, all certified organic, all lab tested, including for glyphosate and heavy metals and more. Check it out at healthrangerstore.com. You're really going to enjoy this. And then finally, in the middle there, we have something brand new that I'm super excited about. It's a pine needle nasal spray. And that's in the green little small vials there with the nasal spray aerosolized tip on the top. I personally harvested the pine needles for this in Texas. They're loblolly pine trees because the pine needles are extremely high in shikimic acid. And then I oversaw the extraction of the shikimic acid and then the mixing of that into this formula. You can read the ingredients on our website.
But this product is not being sold. It's only available for free as a bonus giveaway during our Black Friday sale event that's coming up. And watch for that. Join our email list. You'll get the announcements. You get, you know, all the links to participate in that. The only way that you can get that nasal spray with the shikimic acid using pine needles that I personally harvested in Texas is through the Black Friday event at healthrangerstore.com. And during that event, by the way, it's our biggest sale of the year. We're going to have the most products on discount, all kinds of amazing discounts, including on third-party products that are drop shipped and so on. It's wait till you see the catalog and the landing page for that. It's going to be quite impressive. But you definitely want to take advantage of that and get some of this pine needle nasal spray. And look up shikimic acid, too, because that's the molecule that is used to make Tamiflu, by the way. Very interesting fact. Also, one more thing. On our website, healthrangerstore.com, we now have available certified organic heavy cream powder. We've got it in pouches and number 10 cans. And this heavy cream powder is, of course, you know, laboratory verified. It's tested for, you know, heavy metals and glyphosate and microbiology as well. And there's no junk in here. It's literally powdered heavy cream. It's not just maltodextrin and you know, a bunch of garbage with cream flavor. None of that stuff. This is the real deal. That's why it's not cheap, by the way. But if you want to add to your food storage pantry heavy cream, this goes a long way. And we also have, by the way, we have now organic white cheddar cheese powder, also in number 10 cans and pouches as well. So you can make your own macaroni and cheese pretty easily by combining this cheese powder with the organic cream powder and some salt and pepper and some onion powder and get yourself some, you know, organic macaroni. And it's all done. You have a really nice meal. So take advantage of this at healthrangerstore.com, and that will also help support this platform. We thank you for your support, and I'm committed to bringing you more interviews, more content, more analysis each and every day that helps you understand what's happening in our world, helps you navigate it, and also, importantly, helps you survive it. Thank you for supporting us here at Brighteon.com and healthrangerstore.com. Take care.